It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department. It's back to school time, and that means there's going to be more kiddos on the road, more kiddos riding bikes, walking to school. And you know what? The students that drive, they need to be, you know, a little bit more cautious of this as well. We as parents and everybody else needs to, but we're going to talk a little bit about back-to-school safety from the Price City Police Department. Sergeant Maines, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, yep. Thanks for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate and let everybody know. School for the Carbon District gets back in session on the 17th, okay? Yep. Pinnacle, I believe, is the 24th. So these are all things that you're going to have to be cognizant of. You know, we get maybe a little lax in the summertime and not used to seeing it. Is that what happens?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, people get used to the fact in the mornings there's just not as much traffic during the summer as there is during the school year. And not as many kids out running around because, you know, we all know our kids like to sleep in. So school starts. We're going to have kids walking, buses moving again. Lots of people driving their kids to school. We'll have our teen drivers that are heading to the high school. So we're going to have a lot more traffic out there.
A lot more traffic going on. So what are some safety tips for, you know, people that are going to be out driving around, students that are going to be out driving around, all those good things?
Well, some of the things to always consider is, you know, car crashes are one of the number one causes of deaths with our teenage kids. And fortunately, there's a lot of things that we can do about it. You know, some of those things really limit your distractions, you know, put your phone down when you're driving, especially the teenage drivers, you know, pay attention to where you're driving, watch your speed. We've had a lot of construction going on around town with them improving some of the roads. So they really need to keep an eye out and just pay attention. You know, it's easy to get behind the wheel and get moving a little fast, but nobody likes it when you go racing by their house.
Absolutely. It always seems to be an issue there and people speeding up there on what is it, 3rd East?
One of the 300 main roads East there. And 400 North heading up to the high school. We always, you know, and I get it. You know, kids are, they're eager.
Well, and
either to school or away from school.
That's not just kids too. Sometimes you get parents that get that way as well.
Yes, they do. You know, and one of the other things too is with school coming back into session through the summer, I think we start to forget about our school zones. And so really paying attention to those school zone areas where the lights are going to be flashing, especially some of the areas where you get kind of commonplace when you drive by, such as, you know, South Carbon Avenue, right around 400, 500 South. Really watching for those. We don't have a lot of kids walking to school anymore, but the last thing we ever want to see is somebody get hit because somebody's passing through a school zone without paying attention to the school zone signs.
Right. And then you had mentioned before we came on, you know, kids walking to school, even kids riding bikes to school.
Yeah. You know, for the kids that are going to ride their bikes to school, one thing I always try to caution with kids is if you can't see a driver's eyes, they can't see you. So if people aren't making eye contact with you, they probably don't see you. So pay attention and never assume that somebody in a big old car can see you. And, you know, ride on the same side of the road the traffic's going. Don't ride against it. Stay in a safe spot so you're not out in the road. If you're riding, make sure you're putting a good helmet on that can protect you if you happen to fall off your bike. You know, also try to wear bright clothing so that drivers can't see you, you know, and have fun when you're on your way. So.
Just mostly just be careful. And that goes for, once again, it goes for the kids that are going to be walking, riding their bikes, the students that are going to be driving to school, the parents that are going to be taking kids to school.
Yeah.
Just be more conscious of what's going on and what time of year it is, really. And the other one that you wanted to kind of touch on as well is school zone, like student drop-offs and things like that.
Yeah, so one of the things that always happens is everybody gets a little bit of hurry when they're trying to drop their kids off to school. Some people are in a great hurry, some aren't. But, you know, really, if you're taking your kids to drop off at school, especially the elementary schools, know the procedures for the school, the drop-off procedures, the pickup procedures. It just makes it so much easier for the school itself and for the students. You know, they've made a lot of improvements to our pickup and drop-off zones to most of the elementary schools, so it's trying to limit kids cutting in between cars, you know, so that we don't want kids, you know, a lot of the elementary schools, these kids are so small that you don't see them over the hood of your car. So we're trying to really keep that down, you know the school procedures when you're picking them up. It just makes it much easier flow at the school, much easier for you to pick up your kids and get in and out of that parking lot and be on your way.
And the other thing too is remember, the first couple, 2 or 3 weeks. I know it sounds strange for some, but the kids are going to be excited to get to school, and they will run out of their car and run towards the school. Yeah. So, you know, once again.
Keep in mind, too, that first few days of school, there's going to be a little bit of chaos with all the parents, you know, excited to take their kids to school. You know, a lot of the schools will let you to come walk with your kids to the first day of school. So there's a lot more traffic at the school. So keep that in mind and, you know, enjoy the time with your kids. Don't let it bother you with so much traffic being around the schools.
So, and always give yourself plenty of time to get your kids to school too. And was there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we get out of here today?
So I did. Just, you know, there's been a lot of recent events throughout our nation involving some incidents at schools and other communities. I kind of wanted to hit on, you know, our area law enforcement agencies have really remained vigilant with our training toward any incident that could occur at any of our schools throughout the county. We want our kids to enjoy their school days and remember they're there to learn and have fun, and that we will do everything within our power as law enforcement to make sure that they're safe while doing so.
So just be ready for school when it starts. Once again, it starts the 17th at the Carbon District. The Emory District is the 23rd. And then Pinnacle will go back to school on the 24th. Be ready. Look out for the kids in these areas. School's getting back started again. Just be cautious and know what's going on in those areas. I would assume is probably the main focus of what we need to take care of.
Yep, absolutely. And we're hoping to have a great school year this year and hope for our kids have a fun time. And we had a few years where it wasn't so fun because everybody had to stay home. We're so thankful everybody gets to go back to school and have fun and enjoy it and learn some things. And if you see our officers out there, make sure to say hi, get a high five, and we'll gladly be there to help.
All right. Once again, Sergeant Kelly Maines with the Price City Police Department. Back to school time right around the corner. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.